The suffering in India shows no sign of letting up today. The government confirmed more than 400,000 new infections, nearly 4,200 deaths, and the real numbers may be even higher. NPR's Lauren Freyer joins us now from Mumbai. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, Scott.
We've been watching the situation in India deteriorate for some weeks now. India is a country of such enterprise and genius. Any sign things may be improving?
Not really. Unfortunately, the past 24 hours have been the deadliest here since the pandemic began. But the truth is that we actually don't know the real picture because testing has slowed. We're weeks into this wave and hospitals are still overwhelmed. We're seeing shortages of beds, medical oxygen, antiviral drugs. I mean, pretty much everything you need to treat and help people.
And why hasn't the federal government put a national lockdown into place?
Well, local lockdowns are in place, and the southern states of Tamil Nadu and Karnataka are actually the latest to lock down. But India's economy shrank 24% last spring under a national lockdown. So Prime Minister Narendra Modi doesn't want to repeat that. He is under pressure, though. The Lancet Medical Journal has an article out today calling Modi's response inexcusable.